Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. The Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. John's Gospel, the 11th chapter. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judah again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, The teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Near the end of John's account of the gospel, in those last verses of chapter 20, John is inspired by the Holy Spirit to write to us those beautiful words that Reverend Meyer shared with us yesterday that we sing in Divine Service Setting 4. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Here in our text this morning from John 11, Jesus is clearly revealed as just that, the Christ, the Son of God. He's revealed as the one who has power and authority, the one who comes with compassion and love, the one who gives life. As Jesus makes his way towards Jerusalem, journeying ultimately to his death and the fulfillment of his Father's plan of salvation, he is in complete control. Now, as true as that may be, it certainly didn't feel that way to Mary and Martha. Adversity had come to them. Adversity of the worst kind. Their beloved brother, Lazarus, had become very sick, and now he was dead. Well, they had sent word to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." They expected that Jesus would come as soon as he heard, but he didn't. When Jesus did arrive in Bethany at just the right time, a few days later, he was met with those stinging words, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus reminded Martha in that moment that he is the resurrection and the life, and that all who believe in him will never die. Even when their earthly life ends, they will live with him in eternity forever. And so he asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Soon Jesus and Mary and Martha would begin moving from the home to Lazarus' tomb. We're told a crowd of people followed. Jesus knew what was going to happen. He knew what he was going to do. He knew the surprise and the joy that were to come. He knew that Lazarus would hear his voice and walk out of that grave truly alive. Yet as he went to the tomb, Jesus saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who had come with her were also weeping, and we're told he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. After asking where they had laid Lazarus, we're told that Jesus wept. But we might ask why. With all that Jesus knew was about to happen, why was he crying? Well, the people thought that Jesus was crying for Lazarus, saying, "See how he loved him." Certainly he did, and now he cried tears of sorrow at the death of his dear friend. But Jesus wasn't just crying because of this loss. He knew that Lazarus would be risen to life now and one day be risen to eternal life with Christ. Jesus was crying with Mary and Martha, with the people in the town, with all those who were deeply saddened at Lazarus' death. Jesus cried as a result of sin in the world that was staring them straight in their tear-stained face. The wages of sin is death. Mary and Martha knew it, the people knew it, and Jesus knew it. The tears that Jesus cried as he walked to the tomb of Lazarus, going there to bring life out of death, points to another walk that our Lord would take to bring life out of death for you and me. Those tears and that walk would begin in the Garden of Gethsemane. The writer to the Hebrews tells us, "In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death." This time Jesus is alone. His disciples were sleeping nearby, oblivious to their master's agony. Jesus falls to the ground and cries, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me." And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Yet again, Jesus knows what's going to happen. He told his disciples over and over, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." Jesus knew the agony and the pain he would face on the cross. He knew the joy of the resurrection. He knew the cup filled with the Lord's wrath against sin was now at his lips. He would be the one drinking it. He would be the cupbearer, the sin bearer for the whole world. And he was willing to do it for you. "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." We're not told of Jesus shedding any more tears, yet you can imagine there would have been more as his body was beaten, his head crowned with thorns, as he walked to the cross in anguish, as the spikes were driven through his hands and feet, as his earthly life would end with those words, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Yes, Jesus cried. But he did much more than cry about the pain caused by sin and death. Jesus went willingly to the cross and suffered in your place. He gave up his life, taking your sins of thought and word and deed upon himself. Dying your death, Jesus defeated sin and death once and for all. Forgiveness and salvation are yours. Yes, until the Lord returns again in glory, the tears will come. You will cry in the midst of struggling and suffering. You will cry in those times when life is hard and seems so overwhelming. You will cry in those times when death affects your life. But in those times, the Holy Spirit will strengthen you through his word and sacraments to see through those tears, to see clearly the cross of Jesus Christ, where he died for you, enabling you to see clearly and to know the truth that, yes, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, our crucified and risen Savior. And then on that final day, he will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning nor crying. For Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is the Christ, the Son of God. He is the one about whom these things are written. He is the one in whom you have eternal life. Amen. Now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.